This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As we've been reporting, the Obama administration is easing more restrictions on Cuban products. This includes some famous ones, Cuban rum and Cuban cigars, we learned last week. You can't just order the stuff. Americans who go to Cuba will be able to bring it back legally. And how is this easier trade between Cuba and the U.S. playing among Cuban-American voters this close to an election? Gigi Duban reports.
When it comes to the Latino Republican vote, Cubans are a big deal. Jens Manuel Krogstad studies Latino trends at the Pew Research Center.
They're certainly one of the most influential, if not the most influential group of Latino Republicans.
As far as relations with Cuba, opinion is split. More U.S.-born and younger Cubans overwhelmingly support opening trade relations. But there are holdouts. Jorge Duany heads the Cuban Research Institute at Florida International University.
Most people who left early after the Cuban Revolution do not support these changes.
Nor do they tend to identify as Democrats. But Republican support, even among older Cuban Americans, has weakened, according to the most recent polls.
This is the lowest percentage of Cuban Americans who said they were going to support the Republican candidate ever since the poll was first conducted in 1991.
Duany says that's in large part because of the Trump campaign's anti-Latino, anti-immigrant rhetoric. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.